You're listening to Trinity Fremont's Sermon Podcast, where you can hear God's Word preached each and every week. Our purpose at Trinity is to raise up Christ followers in our families and in our communities. We pray that as you listen to this week's sermon, you'll be encouraged and equipped to live out your faith in all that you do.
Heart work is hard work. Some heart work was being announced this morning in our reading, announced by the prophet Jeremiah. The heart work of saving God's people. The hard work of saving God's people. They go hand in hand. When I think of hard work, my brain goes to one person in my life. Elvern Dean Rafke. He was my dad. My dad was born July 3rd, 1933, about 7.5 miles south and just a little bit east of Wisner. He was born on the family farm, and he was the youngest of 6 surviving siblings. A 7th had died in infancy. So typically, the youngest can get a little spoiled, and we're talking decades apart from the oldest to the youngest. Not so much for whatever reason for my dad. He always loved to work hard, even as a teenager. Here is a picture of him as a teenager when he was 18 years old. It's at the end of a hard day's work on a threshing crew. They did this for a neighbor who was in need. That's Dad, top row to the left, all the way to the left. The guy without the shirt on. And those are not ribs sticking out. Those are abs of steel formed by hard farm work. Fast forward 7 years. It's around that time when he started working at the Wisner grain elevator. Working at the elevator in the 50s and 60s meant one thing: hard work. It was right up his alley. It's where he would work for the next 50 years. Here's a picture of Dad standing by a grain bin in the early 60s. He's got an old Wisner Town Team hat on. Do you see the smile on his face? We missed the smile on his face in the first picture. It was too grainy, too black and white. Here's a picture of him at the very top of the elevator, also in the 60s. Do you see him sitting up there in the elevator shaft? Now, that's a long ways away, but I guarantee you there's a smile on his face. My mom stayed home with us 5 kids, sometimes 3 in diapers all at the same time. Anyone experience that? We lived in a very, very small house, all 7 of us. 2 very small bedrooms and kind of an attic that was made into another kind of a bedroom for my oldest sisters, Carrie and Christy. Work days for Dad were 11 hours, 5.5 days a week, unloading grain most of the time. That was the main job. And it was before these nice semi-trailers that we have now with the big hopper bins that you just push a button and it opens and all the grain comes out. In the 50s and 60s, it was old farmers' grain trucks driving into the elevator. Some had hydraulics to tilt the back a little bit, some didn't. And so you opened the chute in the back, and some of the grain came out. So how do you think the rest of that grain got out of that truck? Scoop by scoop. Abs of steel, right? And this went on all day long, 11 hours. To make ends meet, and to save some money to build a bigger, new house, well, 11 hours of work wasn't going to cut it. So he was off to the family farm to help his brother Leon with chores every night. Every night till it was dark. And if it wasn't chores, it was asking one of his south of town Lutheran friends, families, do you need help baling hay? Raise your hand if you've baled hay. Would you say that's hard work? It's some of the hardest work, isn't it? After 11 hours of work, baling hay till it's dark. When he got older, he umpired baseball 5-6 times a week. American Legion, town team baseball, didn't make any difference. And he never complained about the work. After about 20 years or so, he became the manager of the elevator. And his work, his hard physical work, now focused more at home, on his lawn, his garden, but ultimately his pride and joy, the trellises that he built in the side of the east embankment of the property that he built his house in 1970. The trellises were made of broken up sidewalk pieces and railroad ties, none of which are very light. Here's the original drawing plan and also the flowers he planted in 2009. So the top is, that's the original thing that he drew up. This is what I'm going to do to this embankment with broken cement and railroad ties. And then every year he would write how many flowers he planted in each one of the little boxes. Looks like 63 salvias in the bottom right one. Here's a picture of the trellises under construction. You see that big railroad tie lying there? There was a big pile of railroad ties in the back of the elevator. The railroad had been discontinued, so they took all the ties out, the rails. They had a big old pile of them down there. And if he needed one, he would drive his pickup down single-handedly, lift up an oil-soaked railroad tie, and toss it in the back of the pickup. It was amazing. Here's a picture from up high after completion. And finally, a picture of Dad years later in all his glory. Flower trellises and his potatoes. His labors of love. And there's that big smile again. So I have a question for you this morning. It's the same question that Pastor Gerber had for us last week. It's a small, itty-bitty question. It begins with W, most do. What am I talking about? Why? Yes, why? Why? Why all the hard work? Well, in my dad's case, the answer wasn't very complicated. Here's why. Take a look. I don't think it's a stretch to say that my dad would say that all of the work was worth it. What do you think? Providing for his family is what God prophesies through Jeremiah in our reading this morning. We better get rid of that picture because no one's going to listen to me. So here is a man of the earth providing for his family, my dad, with hard, heart work. But that's exactly what Jeremiah is bringing to the table for us this morning. Because you see, Jeremiah has a prophecy about a new promise, a new covenant. Providing for his family is what God prophesies through Jeremiah in our reading. The prophet Jeremiah's prophetic announcement, an announcement to God's family and the children of Israel. Jeremiah 31, 31. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In other words, I'm going to make a promise, an agreement that is going to do what? Provide for my family. Provide for my children. That's the promise. But this covenant is going to be different from the covenant I gave Moses at Mount Sinai. That covenant was conditional. If, then. If you keep this covenant, then you will receive special blessings. If you keep this covenant, then you will be made a holy nation, a royal priesthood. If you keep this covenant, then I will protect you from your enemies. If you keep this covenant, then a whole bunch of other promises. Whole bunch of other blessings. But God's children simply couldn't keep this conditional covenant. The heart work was just too hard, and their sinful nature got in the way. Jeremiah 31, 32. Not like the covenant that I made with their fathers on the day when I took them by the hand out of the land of Egypt, my covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, declares the Lord. So during a time when few were willing to do the hard heart work to keep the Mosaic covenant, God announced a new covenant, a new way to save his family from their sinful condition. Jeremiah 31, 33. But this is the new covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. He's talking to you, and he's talking to me. Because of the hard heart work of Christ, we are saved. Jesus fulfilled the law. The law, his word, is now written on our hearts. Hearts that are full of faith. Faith that produces a new life in our hearts. But brothers and sisters, it was not easy. The preaching, the teaching, the healing, the miracle making were only setting the table. Setting the table for the hardest heart work that has ever been accomplished. A heart work with one purpose: to provide for his family. Provide what, you might be asking? And the verse 34 provides our answer this morning. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. There it is, the covenant. God promises to remember to forget. Look at that again. God promises to remember to forget. But how can that be possible? Remember when I said Jesus preaching, teaching, healing, miracle working, we're only setting the table? Setting the table for Holy Week. A Holy Week that starts for us next week. Setting the table how? By a triumphant ride into Jerusalem. Throwing tables around in the chapel. A Last Supper with his disciples. An anguished prayer asking his Father to take the cup from him. Sweat like drops of blood falling to the ground. and a rest sealed with a kiss. A crowd that turned on him. Crucify him! Crucify him! A man beaten and flogged and shredded to pieces. A man stumbling up a hill to his own crucifixion. A father who turned his back on his son when he needed him most. The Son of God's last words, "It is finished." Yes, the hard work was finished. The heart work was finished. When a heart stopped beating. But that heart started beating again, my friends. A heart that beats again and provides for his children, you and me, provides forgiveness and everlasting life. And why? Because God loves you. He loves you so much that he sent his son into this world to die for you, to suffer for you. He loves you so much that he experienced hell so you don't have to experience hell. Suffering and a dying on a cross for you, one of his precious children. My friends, one day, on the last day, more hearts will beat again as all the saints walk in newness of life when Christ returns to raise us up from the dead, to live with our everlasting beating hearts with our Lord and our Savior Jesus. And it's because of his beating heart that God promises to remember, to forget. Forget the sins in our lives. Forget our shortcomings. Forget our debts. That's the new covenant that Jeremiah is foreshadowing. The new covenant that was formed while Jesus died on that cross. The new covenant that is written on our hearts. Signed and sealed by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus. As you see, heart work is hard work. In the name of Jesus, amen.